Today, we are in Khartoum in Sudan. My name is Grytina Tinda. I'm a senior advisor at the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation. And I have just arrived in Khartoum. We are visiting here from NORAD at the AFAD University for Women. And we're here to have a little chat with the president of AFAD University for Women, who is Dr. Gasim Bedri. It's nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And thank you for joining for this audiobook recording.
It's my pleasure to have this interview. Thank you for that.
I'm very happy to have you here. And if you can speak up a little bit, because the microphone, it's right
yeah.
in front.
Okay.
And I know that your university is going to celebrate 50 years in 2 years' time, in 2016.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your views now on the role of AFAD University for Women, and how do you look at your place in Sudan society and your role in African society?
Thank you. Well, celebrating 50 years, AFAD, when it started in 1966, it had only two schools and about 20 students. Now we have six schools and we have nearly 7,000 students. And faculty of about over 300 members of faculty. And so it has grown a lot in size. And also during these years, we have graduated about 20,000 graduates from the university from different parts of Sudan, and also few from neighboring countries in Africa. Now, AFAD has also expanded its relationship with other universities as well as with institutions such as NORAD and other funding agencies, UN agencies, and the like. So we see now our position in the coming 50 years, let us say, to be more to globalize the university and to have students from the north as well as the south, and to have more links with universities in Africa and in the north. We have now some relationships with African universities, and the cooperation with NORAD have been very successful in AFAD, because we had different projects supported by NORAD, like NOMA, NUFU, NUKU, and all these they have been introduced us to other African universities, and this relationship is still going on with other universities.
Well, congratulations. That's quite an expansion. And you've been a foreign student yourself. You did your PhD in early childhood development at the University of California.
California, Santa Barbara. Yes, that was a long time ago. And I went there between 75 and 1978.
And what are some of the activities that you offer for the students visiting from abroad? I know you have students here from Uganda, from Ethiopia,
yeah.
from Asia, from Europe. And do you have an international club, for instance, for the students?
No, we do not have international club, actually. But we have what we call the International of the Women International Day. We used to celebrate that one. And in that celebration, which took place last March, the foreign students had contributed a lot in that celebration by showing their culture and their music, their dance, their food, and so on.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having a chat with me. I think we'll make more audiobook recordings from this visit at AFAD University in Khartoum, Sudan. Thank you so much, and best wishes for your 50-year celebration in 2 years' time.
Thank you very much. We hope that you'll be with us there. Thank you.
Okay.